on another beautiful Toronto Sunday. This is CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Mike Howard, and it's just after 2 o'clock, time for Higher Learning. From the co-inventor of Balderdash, the classic Bluffa game that has sold over 10 million copies worldwide, comes the hilarious celebrity guessing game, Identity Crisis. It'll hit stores next month, just in time for the holidays. Today, we're talking to Laura Robinson. This is The First Word. Well, you sounds like you're into all kinds of stuff. You're a singer, you've done some TV, and now you've got this board game out.
Yeah, I do.
Identity Crisis. So what's this all about?
Identity Crisis is my new game. I'm one of the co-inventors of Balderdash, and Balderdash is coming up on its 20th anniversary. So
that I love that game.
Oh,
I love that game.
I do, yeah. Most people do. It kind of brings out the writer, the, you know, crazy person in everyone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would say Identity Crisis is very much in the same vein as Balderdash. It's a fun party game where it's not what you know, it's just kind of how well you can, you know, use your imagination and kind of get things going for yourself. It's also based on a parlor game that I played for years. Goes by different names like Who Am I or Celebrity. It's basically just getting you separate into teams, and you have to get your team to say as many names of famous people as you can in 60 seconds. And
there's
two rounds, and then the second round is like you just can use one word clue, so it becomes almost like word association memory game. It's great. It's really fun and fast-paced and easy to play, but we put a couple of new spins on the old game.
Well, I was reading, this sounds really interesting, because the crisis round, well, only one word can be used.
Uh-huh.
So, like, can you give me an example? Like, there's
right. So let's say you're doing, you're whipping through the names. The first round is called the identity round, and we've got, our back of the box says Cher to Cleopatra, Madonna to Moses, George Clooney to George Washington. There's a huge cross-section of names of historical, political, entertainment. It's heavily slanted to entertainment, but there's also lots of other names, too. There's fictional characters, like, from books and things that, you know, some family names. Like, there's a few cartoon characters thrown in there. So the first round, you just whip through them and try and get as many as you can, using as many clues as you like.
And people are all just screaming, like, it's rambunctious game to play, I bet. Yeah.
It's kind of like charades, basically, but there's no gesture. One person stands up and says, you know, actress, she was in Yentl, she was in Funny Girl, Barbra Streisand. And then you say, hosted The Tonight Show, Ed McMahon's best friend, Johnny Carson. Sang Blue Suede Shoes, Elvis. And you just get as many as you can really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the crisis round, you use the same cards. So let's say there's 50 cards that you use in a game, which is about a half hour, takes about half an hour to play a game. Then in round two, which is the crisis round, you take the same names and shuffle them up and put these crisis cards in, and you do them again, the very same names again, in a random order, and all I would say would be Yentl, Barbra Streisand, McMahon, Johnny Carson, and you have to think up the operative word that's going to get your team to say that name.
Well, I guess it does help because they've known the names from the first round, though.
Right,
do you have to use the names from the first round?
Yeah, every game you always use the same names from the first round. So there's an identity round and then a crisis round. So the crisis round is the memory round, and you're just using one word. So it's kind of good because people who might not be as good at round one might be great at memory. Like when we've played it with my son is 13, and although he doesn't know all the names, if he's listening, then when he comes to the second round, he can whip through those because he's got such a good memory. So he's a really good guesser, and he's a pretty good clue giver too. So it brings out sort of the best of, you know, there's something for everybody in that respect.
There's an extra part though, because I'm reading here you mm-hmm. put in blank cards,
right?
So I bet that's where the game sort of takes on a whole new level, where you can really have a lot of fun with that, I bet.
The blank cards, I love parlor games. I've always loved games. My family always had, you know, we always had Christmas at our house and we play games or at the cottage, and I wanted to keep this as close to the parlor game as you can, and so we put in these blank cards so people could write their own names down, because that's how you would play it, you know, if you just had paper and pens. Everybody would just write down names on a piece of paper, so you can add in your own names and you can kind of stump the band, so to speak, if you can think of some obscure famous person and put in there.
We're talking with Laura Robinson. Her new board game is called Identity Crisis, and she's also the creator of Balderdash.
Balderdash is a classic. Where did you get the idea for that? I mean, it's coming up on its 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
You got to be really proud of that.
I'm very proud of it. It's people really love Balderdash. It's just I defy anybody to play that game and not laugh, and that's what we wanted to do when we created it. And it's also based on a parlor game called the Dictionary Game, or Dictionary. And when we did it, you know, we went across Canada and did a press tour, and I can't tell you how many people were like, "I've been playing that game. Why didn't I do this?" And or "Why should I buy the game? You know, why should I buy Balderdash when you can just play it with a dictionary?" But what we did was did great research and came up with great words and funny definitions, so it was all there for you. And kind of the same thing with Identity Crisis. We did the research, and we've got 1,100 names in the game.
Wow.
Which is a great big, you know, it's a really broad cross section because it's so subjective. I mean, how can you know who you know? I mean, how can I get, you know, I can't tell you how many people you know, but I have two partners, Rick Garretts and Patrick Lightheart, are my partners in Identity Crisis, and so we had three heads together when we were doing the research, and so we think we've got a pretty good cross section, and we are going to do some supplemental decks. Like there'll be get decks that you can buy specifically, like a Canadian version or an all sports, not a version, but something that you could add to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe 50 new cards, because there's three names on a card, so you'd have 150 new names in that are all, you know, music or all sports. So you can kind of stack the deck that way.
So you got plans to do, plans to expand with this.
Uh-huh.
Well, with Balderdash, I never found that the same word would come up, and it was
always so.
Such an obscure word that even if it did, you wouldn't remember it, and you could still. I mean, it's honestly, we played that. You know, my family played that growing up.
Yeah,
and it was honestly the biggest laugh.
Exactly.
When someone actually picked your ridiculous definition, that was the most fun part.
It is.
When someone is fooling someone.
Right. Exactly.
It's
the bluffing side of it, I think, that really is key with that, because it's human nature to try and pull the wool over someone's eyes. But if you write something silly and everybody votes for it, you feel great. It's like, I gotcha.
And does that come through an Identity Crisis? Like, is it...
Well, it does.
Because if you put your own name on the card and then someone's, like, describing you, that dynamic kind of comes
into
the play.
That's fun.
Right?
Yeah, we had a tagline. The original tagline we were playing around with was, "Are you in the game?" So it's kind of like, are you famous enough to be in the game, or are you kind of into the games? But we've changed it to Guess Who's Having One, because just wanted to, it seems like a broader kind of category, that it's a guessing game and it's, you know, famous people. But it's true, if you put your own name on there, you know, you never know what someone's going to say about you, or you can try and stump them with local celebrities, or, you know, kind of stretching the limit of like a famous person. It's like, well, he's famous to me, you know, if you knew him, but it allows people to just kind of be crazy with what they're writing on.
Well, board games in general have sort of been becoming more and more popular in the 20s and 30s set. So why do you think that is?
Well, I think that they're like the ultimate icebreaker, to tell you the truth, because we've tested this game a lot, so I'm partial to this, but I think with any game, like I'm just known as the game girl in L.A. I've been living in L.A. for 12 years, but we're back in Toronto now, but I would always have game parties, and when we tested this, we had a couple of parties where there was a bunch of people who didn't know each other, and you're like, hi, you know, everybody's just having a glass of wine and talking, and as soon as you play, within 10 minutes, you're like yelling at each other or going, way to go, and when especially games where you break into teams, there just seems to be this camaraderie that comes through, and it just, by the end of the night, everybody knew each other, you're all having a laugh, and it's just a great thing. It's just an alternative to, you know, sitting in front of a screen or something. It's sort of on your feet, and a great thing to play at the cottage, and I think in Canada in particular, there's that whole cottage, you know, ski chalet, like the weekend going out of the city.
Oh,
it's just such a great staple. That's where we played a lot of the games, and I think that continues today. But I know in California it is becoming really en vogue with all the celebrities to have game nights too, and I know for a fact that, you know, Balderdash is a huge favorite there, so I'm hoping that we can capitalize on that. And we are focusing mostly on Canada right now with the game, but we've got potential to go in there, you know, this year and definitely next year. So.
Are you looking at potentially some celebrity endorsements? Like,
who
would you target as a celebrity endorsement to get?
Well, one of the people we would like to get the game to, and we're working on that, I have a friend who's a publicist in L.A., is Ellen DeGeneres, because she plays a version of this parlor game on her show already, where she has guests on, and she'll do like a little Who Am I thing where they hold the card up against her head, kind of like a Kreskin, like Kreskin move. And,
yeah.
And so I know that she's partial to this, and I know she loves Balderdash because she's one of the people I know that is part of that whole game night thing. So she'd be a great person. And the Tom Hanks kind of crowd, I know that they play games because he has a regular Sunday night dinner party thing I've heard through the grapevine. So he'd be a great person to do, too. And we'll do some celebrity giveaways. And any of the people that are coming up to the film festival, we're going to be giving the game away. We're part of the Toronto Film Festival, which is great. It attracts so many, great international celebrities to Toronto, and that's coming up in September. So that should be fun for us.
Oh, that's huge. That's
huge. And so just, there's sort of sky's the limit there.
Well, thanks for chatting with us, Laura.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love your station. It's my favorite station in Toronto.
Big thanks to Laura Robinson. The game is called Identity Crisis, available in September everywhere for $29.95. The game sounds like a ton of fun. For more, go to identitycrisisgame.com. I'm Mike Howard. Thanks for listening today. This is The First Word.